Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxi, the sports can wait. We're going to talk about your booster. Our listeners.
Yeah, I had no luck. I went to Walgreens and I said, "What do I need to do?" I said, "I got turned down when I went online and said there's nothing available." And they said, "Yeah, that's correct. That's not a malfunction of your computer." They said, "We're so backed up that it's a couple weeks minimum. The only thing we can tell you is to go on there every day and hope that somebody canceled an appointment and that you happen to hit it at the right time so that you get that appointment." But he said, "There's lots of people doing that as well." So that's what I found out.
Maxi, on the text line, we've had an outpouring of people who are concerned about you and your booster needs. And one listener says, "Walk-ins are welcome at the Mall of America site." My husband.
Okay, well, I had a Mall of America person on the air with me last week, and I asked that same question, and they said no. They said you have to do it all, Bob, online or set an appointment.
Yeah.
And so it sounded to me like it was just the same as Walgreens, you know. So I said, well, then I'll just go to Walgreens if that's the case. But they said you couldn't just walk in.
And I'm hearing Walmart gives boosters and takes most walk-ins.
Well, the one I got a text from somebody, a friend, and they said rural Minnesota it's a lot easier to get an. There's more. I don't know if there's a bigger supplier, just easier to get. But they said the Brainerd area, place you're familiar with, it's much easier to get a booster than it is in the Twin Cities.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to send paramedics to your house to get you a booster. Shouldn't be this hard. I didn't think it was this hard.
I didn't either, but this is what I've been dealing with last week. So we'll. I'm going to keep trying.
All right. We're going to get you a booster. We will find a way. And thank you to everybody who texted in 651-461-9226. Will the Vikings need a booster shot to beat the Lions on Sunday?
Yeah, that's figuratively and literally these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
They shouldn't. Obviously, Dalvin Cook probably won't play. And Wongo will get to play more as a running back. But the Lions just... I know people, this happens all the time. You get caught up in, well, they've been close. They almost beat the Vikings the first time. There was a 66-yard field goal that beat them. They're just a hard luck team. Well, they're also an awful team. I mean, they haven't won a game all year. You know,
I feel bad for the Lions.
This is a terrible football team.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get so caught up in the, well, they're due. It's going to happen this week. They're close. They're a much better team than their record. You know, P.J. Fleck tried to say that they're playing Indiana and they're 2-8, and he said they're 8-2. No, they're not 8-2. They're 2-8 because they suck, you know. And Detroit's a little bit the same way. The reason they haven't won a game is that they're not very good, you know. And so you should go in there and bulldoze them if you want to be a playoff team, and it shouldn't come down to the wire like it did the last time. And I know coaches are paid to worry and players need to prepare and all those things, but you know, once in a while you got to take a step back and say, look, there's a reason they haven't won a game, and it's that they're not very good.
Don't hold back, Maxi. Tell me how you're
right. Well, you know, I watch BJ's trying to say, well, they're like an 8-2 team. So you watch the first quarter of the game, you go, they're terrible. They got no chance, Indiana meaning. And I can see why they haven't won, you know. And yeah. The Lions, I was watching video of them yesterday, the first time with the Vikings. And they do some things well, and they made the game close and all those things. But they have a lot of misfires and a lot of bad plays, too, you know. And this is also kind of interesting, I think, because Chris Spielman runs that team. Rick Spielman, his brother, runs this team. And, of course, Chris Spielman, great linebacker there that was a broadcaster for a while and now has come back into the front office. And so Rick doesn't speak much during the season and certainly not during Lions Week, but it's a little added watch to it, you know, as his son, J.D., played at TCU this last year and then retired from football. Mr. Football Kid out of Eden Prairie, and his other son I ran into is coaching at Providence Academy. But the Spielman family is heavily involved in football and heavily involved in this week.
Maxie, we only have about 30 seconds left, but for people concerned about the Major League Baseball lockdown, it's a little premature to be writing off next season, right?
Yes. It's premature right now to get too caught up in next season. And remember, they lost, 3 months of COVID season in 2020, and so there's a lot of stuff there that they, you know, there's a lot of stats that haven't been padded and things that guys need for arbitration that they need. I'm optimistic, but I always am at this juncture. I never believe there's going to be a work stoppage, and I've been wrong before.
Yeah, you and me both. I've made a career out of it. Maxie, yeah. It's a pretty good gig. Hey, we're going to get you a booster. Listeners are trying to help. You text me when you get boosted, okay?
I will text you when I get boosted. I'm working on it.
All right. Hang in there, my friend. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Thanks.
Dr. Joe Goddard talking about the school consolidations and closures in St. Paul. Dr. Goddard up next on CCO.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey, and we're the Office Ladies. We're still talking about all the hilarious behind-the-scenes details from The Office with icons from the show like Rainn Wilson, Greg Daniels, Melora Hardin, and so many more.
And we can't forget our two conversations with Office Ladies superfan Billie Eilish.
Hello. So join us for brand new episodes every Wednesday.
And revisit The Office Rewatch every Monday.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies wherever you get your podcasts.